T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Money Talk on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Say the word inflation and it makes people with money nervous.
Let's check in with Money Talk's Rick Applegate. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported yesterday that consumer prices did not rise in November, largely because of a drop in oil prices. That means inflation is up about 2.2% on a year-over-year basis, slightly above the Federal Reserve's target of a 2% rate. But the Fed is focused on a different inflation measure called the personal consumption expenditure deflator. And that indicator, when it's released next Friday, is expected to show inflation has risen 1.9%. So it would be under the Fed's 2% target. What all this points to is the likelihood of a quarter point interest rate hike when the Fed gathers next week. That would boost the federal funds rate to a range of 2.25% to 2.5%. Now, in a separate but related story yesterday, the former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen shared her worries about the monetary tools available to the Fed to deal with the next recession. When such recessions occur, the Fed's available tool to spur economic growth is the lowering of interest rates. But at a projected federal funds level of 2.5%, the Fed has a very tiny screwdriver to deal with a future economic downturn. Ms. Yellen also expressed her concerns of the continued deregulation of the Dodd-Frank banking rules that were implemented following the 2008 financial crisis. Unwinding rather than adjusting those regulations leaves the financial system susceptible to future shocks intended to be curtailed by provisions of Dodd-Frank. Stocks meandered on a trading day when global growth was seen as slowing. The Dow was up 70 points, the S&P was flat, and the NASDAQ down 27 points. Dow futures are off about 200 points before the bell, and that's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
Have a great weekend, Rick.
Thank you.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.